每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
十月七日，永恒的连接。现在我们信，不是因为你的话是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。约翰福音四章四十二节。人们研究历史、哲学、神学，甚至科学，以发现这些学科对于耶稣基督的说法。人们正在对早期教会所记载的关于耶稣基督的见证进行重新考察。考古学家正在为找到新的证据进行深入研究。一些人认为耶稣基督是一个神话，在历史上从来没有存在过。也有一些人认为耶稣只是一个普通的人，他的诞生并非超自然，他的复活只是一种幻觉。还有人谈论无基督的基督教。一些人说，无论怎样看待耶稣，都不会影响基督教。他们都错了。基督教永远与基督本身紧密相连。卡莱尔认识到这一点，他说，如果失去基督神性的教义，基督教就会像梦一样消失。历史学家莱基评论道，基督教不是一套道德体系，而是对基督本身的敬拜。让我们一同来祷告。主耶稣，你是永活的基督，是我所敬爱的。奉我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
October 7th, Forever Linked. This is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. John 4:42. History, philosophy, theology, and, in many centers of learning, even the sciences, are being studied to discover what they have to say about Jesus Christ. The records of the early church are being re-examined for their testimony to Him. Archaeologists are digging to discover new evidence. Some say that Jesus Christ is a myth and that He never existed in history. Others say that He was merely a man.That there was nothing supernatural about his birth, and that his resurrection was a hallucination. Others talk about a Christless Christianity. Some say that no matter what one thinks about Christ, it does not affect Christianity. They are wrong. Christianity is forever linked with the person of Christ. Carlyle recognized this when he said, "Had this doctrine of the deity of Christ been lost, Christianity would have vanished like a dream." The historian Lecky remarks, "Christianity is not a system of morals. It is the worship of a person." Lord Jesus, you are the living Christ whom I love and revere. In your name.